Hey, 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 hey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Super T Podcast Show. So, I wanted to make an episode. I know it ain't February no more, right? Which is Black History Month, I know. But I see some amazing melanated people just doing some amazing things, and like I peep their whole situations, and I know that in life there are ups and downs and challenges, but the fact that they just keep pushing forward and that they have created a lane and they're showing like there is so much excuse me, opportunity out there. I'm literally just getting up from a nap. So I want to give them their flowers. I want to give them their shout outs. I have been admiring these individuals for some time, you know. And they just doing their thing, okay. So I want to, first of all, before I even tell you their names, right. I want to talk about like how they have utilized their consistency, pulled together their resources. Like, they are not just talking about unification of, I'm just going to say it, Black folks, all right? It's not just a conversation for them. And the reason why this stands out so much to me is because, you know, I like to be entertained. I love good entertainment. And I also admire, you know, scholars. You know, I love the deep conversations, you know. And so I took note of a lot of different scholars. And I will mention these two particular scholars that I recently saw a conversation between, and they are Billy Carson and 19 Keys. So 19 Keys is a young brother, you know, and I feel like he is doing the unification part. He's not just talking about it, you know, like he has his platform, and on his platform he brings a lot of us, when I say us, I'm talking about us melanated people, on the platform, giving us the opportunity to, you know, talk about stuff. He's building things. He to me, from what I've noticed, I don't know him personally, so I'm just observing from afar, but he is doing his thing, you know what I mean? And I feel like Billy, in his own way, is doing his thing. He has built a network and a platform, and you know what I mean? They both are doing their thing in their own respect, you know what I mean? And I appreciate that. And I think that's important, you know what I mean? And yes, it's important to have your own, you know what I mean? But I think it's a good idea also to collaborate with networks that already exist, you know, and still have your own, still be independent, but that collaboration, I feel, even though you get to reach with your own, but sometimes collaborating with companies who have been already in existence for some time, while you still have your own, will allow a bigger reach. And right now, we need all the reach we can get. Like, we need to see these examples of Black excellence. So, you know, kudos to those two brothers and what they do, you know, and the conversations that they have, along with the actions that they take. But back to the other melanated people who are like making huge leaps and bounds. It's a group. It's a group, and I didn't even know that this group was as well connected with each other until, and I don't even know who this one is, you know what I mean? Because there's so many moving parts, and the reason why this is so important is not only to see the representations, but for us to recognize the amazing power we have unified together. You know what I mean? And there are going to be a lot of moving parts. And all the moving parts are not going to be, you know, out there on the front street. Like, everybody's not going to be. There's going to be people that's behind the scenes that support, you know, that's doing the technical things. Like, but everybody's part is important. The people who is on the front screen, the people who's on the background, the people in the middle, like, everybody's position is important. So what really, really, like, touched my soul yesterday was a celebration that was going on at Kevin On Stage Studio. One of their peeps was able to captivate their children at his studio inside of the conference room, sitting at the conference table, playing pretend. These young melanated boys and girls, instead of playing and pretending just other stuff. Okay, they could be pretending other stuff. Instead of pretending other stuff, based on the examples that they see every freaking day in their households, which is these black, these melanated CEOs, entrepreneurs, entertainers, they were sitting at the table pretending to be entrepreneurs. You had one young lady that had a gambit in her hand. Saying she should be the boss. And they had all got together because they were celebrating the nomination of this lady I just finished watching. And when I tell you, she is hilarious. Her name is Angel. And they were just, they were celebrating Angel and her husband's nomination for the NAACPs. So they all came to Kev On Stage Studio, and they all have children around the same ages. So the children were there, but the children were separated from the adults, but still supervised, cameras, safety. And we're talking about children who, I don't know them personally, but from the looks of them, they were like at least 10 years old, you know, and above. So we're not talking about, you know, the group of toddlers in the room, but no, a group of preteens, basically, you know. I don't know what the technical word is now for them, because the terminology keeps changing, but it was just amazing, you know. So the brother caught it, he shared it, and I was just like, wow. Like, it deepened my respect, because, again, we do need to have the conversations, but we also need to be taking the actions too. So when you are taking the actions along with having the conversations, and the results are visible from the actions that you are taking, and it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing, amazing. So back to Miss Angel's silly behind. She was promoting somebody's stuff now. She does these funny skits where her husband, they watch a thing. She put on his I don't know whether it's a leotard or what it is, Mrs. Angel be wearing, okay? I don't know, but she put this thing on, and she gets her husband, and they do these dang on challenges, trying to replicate what they see, and it's hilarious, right? But today she did it a little bit different, and I don't know whether they rehearsed or not. I don't know. They probably do. You understand? Because at this point, like, first of all, they're in this show called Churchy, which is Kev On Stage. I hope I'm saying it correct, which is Kev On Stage show that just got picked up by BET. Go the fuck ahead, Kev On Stage. Kev On Stage is another hilarious brother. Like, he's talented, and he's a fucking comedian. Excuse my French. But he is hilarious. Like, he's hilarious. And he goes all over the freaking country. I didn't even know he had a studio, okay? So, kudos to you, brother, and your wife. She's magnificent, too. Mrs. Kev on stage. Oh, gosh. She's not a lot in the front, you know, but she comes out. She lets you see her slim, sexy self. And what I appreciate about that couple, I've been watching them longer than I've been watching Thick Angel, but both of these couples, right, what's magnificent about them is that they have put in the time, they have put in the years, and they continue to do so. And I feel like that's what we need to see on our TV screens, on our phones, you know, on our tablets. We need to see that the importance of the family unit. We need to see the importance of the growth and the support and, you know, the love that they don't even have to be having a conversation about it, because it's noticeable how they interact with each other. You know, it is noticeable in their lives. They don't have to have a conversation about it. It shows. Their love shows through the screen, you know, and their respect and, you know, the way they carry themselves. It's amazing. It's just amazing. It's just really, really amazing. So I'm really, you know, happy to witness that, to see that, and, you know, it's something to celebrate. It is definitely something to celebrate. And the children, like, seeing the children, all those children grouped together and in their excellence and mimicking their parents and the good examples. Good job, parents. Good job, good job, good job, good job. Because being a parent is, like, the toughest work you will ever do on the planet. I just want you to know. It is the toughest thing you will ever do on the planet. It's the toughest thing. So if you have a great partner with you, or even just another great parent, you know, like, I'm for the co-parenting, right? It is what's best for the child. Like, do it. It took almost 2 decades. No lie. Accuracy. For there to be successful co-parenting in regards to, you know, the soul that came through me, you know, and I'm grateful that we freaking arrived. I'm grateful. And I don't feel in my heart of hearts, you know, this is my show, so I'm gonna say what I want. I don't feel in my heart of hearts that the challenges were because the other parent did not want to be at their best. I believe the challenges were because of the other people. And I'm not talking about, like, girlfriends or anything like that. I'm talking about, like, the family. You know what I mean? The other family members and the dynamics, because they were, I don't know what they were doing, you know, but they definitely were influencing the other parent. And I'm grateful that the other parent just continued to better themselves, because that's what we're here to do. Like, you're not ever supposed to stop improving and working on yourself, no matter where you are, no matter what has happened. Like, you have to continue to work on yourself. And when you are continuously working on yourself, you're naturally going to get better. You're going to heal. You're going to grow. You're going to become better. And when you become better, then everybody around you is positively influenced by that. And that's a good thing. So once again, I'm happy that to finally get to the point of co-parenting successfully, you know, because it is necessary. I just recently spoke with my son, you know, who's like, yeah, I spoke with my dad, you know. My son is going through some growing challenges, although he's 25 and, you know, technically that is an adult, and he is an adult, you know. It's like, he made choices and he's had situations, and I've talked briefly about those situations because those are some serious situations. Like, it's serious, you know what I mean? But he's so strong. He's so strong. He's so determined to succeed. And even though, you know, he may have challenges and be emotional through the growth process, he recognizes the support that he has of me, the support that he has of his dad, and he realizes that, you know, he just has to be patient. You know, he just has to be patient and allow himself the opportunity to grow, you know, because I know a lot of young people want to do things quickly, you know what I mean? And we have that type of society where it looks like you could just do things quickly. But the shit that happens quickly doesn't last long. It takes time. And back to these amazing couples, Miss Angel and her husband, Kevin on stage and his wife. And there's a whole bunch others, you know, but those are the two significant ones that stand out a lot for me. I don't know who just called me. Somebody just called me. I put on my do not disturb, so, because I know I was going to be doing this for a little while. Yeah, it's a bill collector. This bill collector's been at me. That's okay. Listen, y'all going to have to be patient. Don't think y'all gonna catch the top end. Y'all gonna catch the bottom end, bill collectors, okay? I see y'all. Listen, I want good credits, okay? I want the good credits. I had the good thing on credits. And I didn't jump full body into entrepreneurship and then end up where I am right now without a profit. But it's a temporary thing, baby. It's a temporary thing. So y'all gonna have to wait. Y'all gonna have to wait. They gonna have to wait. One called me today. I don't want to get off subject, but one called me today. And I answered like I answered because I'm intentional about me, you know? I'm intentional about me. I'm intentional about my vibration. You know, I mentioned ley lines and how sometimes I'm like drawn to them without me even purposely look. I don't be looking for them. I promise you, I don't ever be looking for these energetics places. But I recognize once I, in my travels or in my business, take care of my business, sometimes some things as simple as going to the supermarket, I recognize it because then I'm there, you know? But anyway, I'm now residing on what? I'm now residing on what? And I'm just like, oh. Like, okay, I'm going to go through my human emotions, but I got to be... I gotta be on my job. I gotta be on my job of keeping my vibrations up and self-regulations. This is my job. This is my job. What do I do for a living? I exist. I live. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I'm amazing. I'm vibrating at a good frequency on purpose. And if I catch myself slipping, baby, I'm gonna correct myself and I'm gonna pick myself the freak up. I'm gonna pick it up, or I'm gonna lay down, take a nap. Naps are amazing. Naps are essential to life, okay? A nap will reset your vibe so quick, baby. Baby, if you got that opportunity and you can do that, do that. And I'm grateful that I do have that opportunity and that flexibility. Like, I do, you know. I'm living a life of wealth and health, honestly, you know. Making healthy choices, and although there are certain things that may not reflect that temporarily, such as my bank account, my lifestyle does, you know. My lifestyle does, and it is just a matter of time, sweetheart, before everything else does align with that. It is not a long time, because the lifestyle and the vibrations is the key parts, you know what I mean? Those are that's the sustainable parts, you know? That's what's going to sustain it in a good way, and in a positive way, and in a new way, you know? So I'm excited about that. But yeah, they called me and she was like, "Oh my God, you're so pleasant." And I'm like, "Thank you." She was like, so she almost forgot her script. Like, wait, I'm looking for such and such. And I'm like, "Okay, where are you calling from?" And she's like, "I'm calling from such and such, you know?" And I was like, "Okay." And I was like, "Well, let me tell you, darling, I don't got the physicals to cover that debt right now. But, I'm working on it." And she said, "Well, thank you so much. I will let them know." And I was like, "All right, have a great day," you know? And that was it, you know? Like, you just don't know the impact of just a smile, a pleasant word, you know? Like, people, it goes a long way. It goes a long freaking way. So, these couples that make this content that inspires laughter and inspires joy and just inspires, like, just inspires, period. It goes way beyond the surface, you know? It's good entertainment. It's wholesome. They're not just inspiring the people across the screen. They're not just, you know what I'm saying, putting on a show, even though they are putting on a show. But you can tell that this is their lifestyle because of how their children were caught, because that wasn't planned, okay? I don't think any of them planned for their children to be doing this. And that was them being in that daggone conference room. You know, they just knew, hey, y'all safe, y'all got your devices, and we know y'all good, you know? We know y'all in a secure place. Ain't nobody gonna come bother y'all. Y'all good. Y'all old enough. Y'all, we didn't taught y'all right from wrong. So y'all good, you know what I mean? But they went in there. They could have been listening to music. They could have been doing whatever, you understand, within certain bounds. And they chose to pretend to be having a meeting. That's what they chose to do. They chose to pretend to be having a meeting. That speaks so loud. So loud does that speak volumes of the example that the parents are setting for them and the households that the parents are creating for them. So I gotta say, shout out to them. And shout out to all the ones that are coming. Thank you guys for clearing this canal, so to speak. You know, yes, we are grateful for having the internet, because it has definitely, as Kev on stage has said, it has definitely leveled the playing field. You know, he shared something. He hasn't just started. Like, I just started watching him maybe a few years ago on social media, but he's been doing this for over a decade already. Like, he has been utilizing this. He saw what this was, and he was like, "Hey, this is an opportunity for me to share some of my talents, and, you know, I'm gonna just go for it." And he's been going for it, and he's been doing it, and he built up his audience, and he didn't have to come to a major city to do so. He just had to do the work, and he shared stuff. When he looked like he's a daggone teenager and this stuff he shared, he looked so freaking young. I really didn't even think it was him at first, because he was younger, he was slimmer. But when you hear his voice and you, like, look at him, like, you're not quick looking, you look at him, you're like, "Oh, that's him." Hair on his head. And it's stuff that he posted like 15 years ago, you know, on YouTube. That's still out there. So whatever you're doing, you know, like, I'm new to this realm, you know, and I'm just getting the space and opportunity to produce more content, you know, and, you know, growing and healing within myself to feel comfortable to just follow my inspiration to do stuff, like, not have to be polished, you know. And I'm grateful for the people who have done it, you know what I mean, because watching them, even for just the entertainment, but I'm looking beyond the entertainment parts as well, you know, and I'm like, hey, well, everything wasn't all perfect and polished. They just kept on doing it and kept on doing it and kept on doing it and kept on, and they grew and they invested and to themselves and into their craft. And wow, you know, 5 years, 10 years can make a difference, you know what I mean? So whatever you're doing, just keep on doing it. If you're just starting out, it's okay, you know what I mean? If you've been doing it for a while and it's just picking up momentum, it's okay. Like, do what you're here to do, you know? Everybody's not going to be on the screen, but we do have these screens that have the ability to be on the screens, you know what I mean? So if you want to be on the screen, you can be on the screen. You don't got to go to Hollywood, New York City, any of those places, Atlanta. You don't got to do that, you know? Wherever you are, you got some internet and you got a device, you can start doing it. You can start doing it, and you can not only start doing it, you can educate yourself for free. For free. You can educate yourself. So I just hope everybody continues to take these opportunities. And I thank these people for, you know, for doing what they're doing. Because, again, other talents are able to now go forth because these people have cleared the space. You know what I mean? And I don't hear too much about Tyler no more. I don't know what Tyler's doing. You know what I mean? I really don't hear much about him, but I know he created a network, you know, and I just will hope that anybody that's doing something excellent will continue to do what they're doing. And even though, of course, as you grow, you may not be in the front as much. And might, you know, have found some comfortability. But continue to give. Continue to grow. Continue to share. Like, that's what I want to just put out there today on this episode, you know. So I'm going to title this episode Black Excellence, you know. Because it's happening all over in real time. And to be witnessing it. And to be working on my own bits, I ain't even gonna say little, my own bits and pieces, you know, and to really just, right now, I am a, how can I call myself, I am I am a wife in waiting. I like that terminology. I like it a lot. And waiting and evolution and growth and all of that stuff, you know. I have been making some choices and decisions now. I've already made that choice and decision a while ago. It is who I am. It was one of my first dreams as a young lady, you know. I want to say before singing. Before I wanted to sing, I wanted to have, oh, look at the trees blossoming. Oh, this rain did us good. I wanted to have my own sacred union, which, of course, it wasn't called that then, you know. This is what I've elevated it to, because I don't think I'm going to involve the state at all when I make that that choice and that determination. But it is, but, ooh. That is the choice in 20-something%. I'm just getting up from a nap. Oh, why does Chicken's Place close at 7 o'clock? You know, my business. They be ghetto. They do what they want to do. I'll be letting the sunlight in the morning. Then typically if I'm up, I'm going to close the blinds like around 5 o'clock before the sun goes down. But I was napping today, baby, so I was not up. And now I am. And I feel good.
I feel good, like the moon is shining just for me.
Excuse me. Excuse moi. What can I put into my tummy? What can I put into my tummy? So yeah, you know, that is what I'm calling for, what I have called for, and what is manifesting into my life, and I'm grateful for that. So I am going to be the evolved me, and not the me that's like the all in to something that is not mutually agreed to. I'm going to take the advice, the motherly advice I gave my son, to not only utilize emotions, you know, because you just never know. And I haven't been out and about, you know, but I have been noticing some things, some consistent things, and I'm gonna just, you know, live life, enjoy life, and I know who I am, I know what I want, and those are important things to living, you know, so you're not just on somebody else's flow, but you're on your own flow, okay, you can put your attention out, the vibrations, and, you know, you just let in the divine do his thing, you know, because the divine, aka God, will show up through whoever the hell is available for God to show up through, you know. And baby, I don't know, I gotta get used to this device right here. I'm sorry, I'm in my kitchen, and yesterday, again, not trying to get too far from topic, but yesterday I decided to do a meditation laying the hell down. Don't meditate laying down, okay? It's a surefire way to get into a nap real quick, okay? And I have some water on the stove. Now, the stove that I have is not a gas stove. It's one of them electric stoves. And I honestly was a little uncomfortable at first because I don't prefer these stoves. I prefer a gas stove. I prefer fires. But long story short, I left the water on and I dozed off. And I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning. And as soon as I woke up, the smell hit me of the pot. And I was like, oh God. And I jumped up and I remembered and I turned it off. And I was like, sheesh. Thank God I got good pots. Thank God I got good pots. You know, it's a good ass pot right here. I don't know what it's made out of, but it withstood being on the flame, on a heated thing. Not a heated thing. I don't know. They look kind of weird. Look like a little indentation from the pot. I got some, I let it cool though before I even decided to try to do anything. But my cousin told me to be careful with these things. So she kind of gave me the 411 because glass changes with heat. I don't know how they can mix. I don't know who thought about this. I don't think it's a good idea though. I think if it's going to be electric, having those metal things that heat up is better than having glass. I don't care what type of glass it is. It's still glass. And heat for a long time could manipulate the glass. It looks like, because that pot was sitting on there. Ooh, look at that glisso. Sorry, I just walked into the ladies' space. All of the space is the ladies' space. To the restroom. That's where my one and only mirror is right now. That's because I'm still getting stuff together. But yes, I did some treatments today on my skin, and it's giving. Yes, it's giving what it's giving. I like it. Thank you. Thank you. I don't know who the young lady is that Got the stuff from the advice with the turmeric and the olive oil, but oh, I love what it has done. It has definitely nurtured my skin.
I'm gonna see her.
Okay. Let me get up off this podcast episode because now I'm moving around, but I'm gonna put the links of Miss Angel Instagram in here, and I'm also gonna put Kev on stage. So if you don't follow those people yet, you haven't seen them yet, you probably have, but in the small chance that you haven't, check them out. And I'm also going to put a link in my description for this amazing hairstylist that I promise you, if I was closer, I'd be like, girl, hook a sister up. But she's all the way in Houston, Texas, but she's a great hairstylist. She's been doing it over 20 years, so you know, she's good hairstylist. Good. And she's also on her square, meaning, you know, she's into her self-improvement, you know. So she's not just doing hair, but she's also improving herself. And, you know, she's on the vibrational escalation, evolutionary tip. So you want people like that to be touching your crown. So if you're in the Houston area, her name is Misha. Her link is going to be in my descriptions as well. Thank you for tuning in. This whole year, like, we're just going to be talking about Black excellence and, of course, the stuff that goes on in my day-to-day life sometimes and my emotions, because this is my safe space, this podcast. But nonetheless, I'm excited for everything, for the growth of us all, and for the healing and growth of humanity. It's happening in real time, and it's amazing to be a part of it and to be witnessing it. So we're going to just keep it. We're going to keep on moving. Don't stop like the hands of time. Thank you for tuning in.